Spokane County Auditor Vicki Dalton said despite those delays, state law requires redistricting to start this spring. The deadline for most new boundaries is the end of November.
Oh, it's definitely going to make the redistricting efforts a bit more challenging by not getting the details until very late in the process. But it's still very doable.
This year, committees will come together for most governments to redraw district lines and boundaries. That will impact who can vote in congressional, legislative, and local county elections for the next decade. One of the biggest local redistricting efforts will be for the Spokane County Commissioner districts, a law that required the county to expand from 3 to 5 districts with a commissioner elected to represent each one will go into effect this year. Marcus Riccelli, who represents Spokane in the state legislature and sponsored the original bill, said the local legislators are committed to having that decision made here in the Spokane area. He said once the committee members are chosen, it will look very similar to how the state draws its own lines. It will also be bipartisan. Local legislators have until March 1st to appoint a committee member, and they have not yet. If they miss the deadline, leaders of the state political party caucuses will appoint people to redraw the county's lines. Dalton said once local redistricting committees are assembled, they will not have very much new data to work with because of the census delays, but they will seek input from the public.
It's really important for the public to participate because they will live with these lines for the next 10 years.
Committees will have at least one public hearing before submitting any new district recommendations. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.